Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, 3-2, the final score. Royals walk it off and salvage one in this three-game series against the Washington Nationals. Phone lines are open for you, Kansas City. The phone number, the text line number, is 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. A beautiful day at the ballpark once again. And finally, the outcome matches the weather. A beautiful outcome for the boys in blue. They walk off the Nationals, a well-pitched game. But you know what? I got to be honest with you. I've been in a good mood since the sixth inning. Now, Royals win, Royals lose, Royals walk it off, Royals get shellacked. I'm in a good mood. Now, I much prefer the Royals win than lose, but I've been dead set on what type of post-game show this was going to be since the sixth inning. It was going to be an upbeat, energetic, positive post-game show. Why? Because you have another starting pitcher. Daniel Lynch had me smiling ear to ear. Six innings, or rather, let's not get ahead of ourselves. He records an out in the sixth inning, and that's cause for celebration. Now, I joke, of course. Now, somewhat joking, it is noteworthy that Daniel Lynch, in his season debut, records an out in the sixth inning. It's been a while, seemingly, since someone recorded an out in the sixth inning. How far back do I gotta go? Man, I thought I was joking. Okay, yeah, Zach Greinke on the 19th. So over a week, it's been more than a week since a Royals starting pitcher recorded an out in the sixth inning. So yeah, I was happy with that, but I was just so very happy with the performance of Daniel Lynch working around a leadoff double in the very first inning. He throws a get-me-over fastball to Lane Thomas, and he smokes it to left field, but he doesn't freak out. He doesn't fret. He doesn't begin to press. He just executes. Gets out of that first inning jam, retires the side in order in the second, works around a leadoff single in the third, perseveres through a 34-pitch fourth inning to prove to me, to you, and this coaching staff that I deserve more work as he goes out in the fifth and needs just 8 pitches to retire the side. Q sends him back out for the sixth. He is able to record an out, unlike Brady Singer and Jordan Lyles the previous two games. And the Royals offense are able to reward Daniel Lynch for his hard work coming back from a rotator cuff injury, and also able to reward him for a solid performance on the mound. Now, the reasons why I'm so very excited about what I saw from Daniel Lynch are multi-layered. I'll get to all of them over the course of the next, well, however long we're on the air, that's up to you. But I want to hear from you first, especially if you were one of the 18,000 in attendance today. Boy, did you pick the right game to come to. Lynch on one side pitching very well. The Royals bullpen pitching very well as well, you know, including Jose Kwas. Nice bounce back effort from Kwas going through the top of the National order in the seventh inning. Scott Barlow shutting it down in the ninth. So very many reasons why Daniel Lynch is so very important to the Royals here in 2023 and moving forward. We'll dive into all of it, but I want to hear from you first. 913-586-7610. Well-pitched game for the Royals. And Mackenzie Gore, the main piece in the Juan Soto trade last year to the Padres, he showed why today, striking out 11 Royals in seven innings of one-run baseball. A terrific afternoon of baseball at just an absolutely beautiful ballpark. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We start off in Prairie Village. Barry, you're hitting leadoff this afternoon. Go ahead, buddy.
What an honor, Vern. You're doing a nice job. I was encouraged by the Royals today. I have to admit, I'm a pretty good baseball fan. I've not been out yet, but I do have tickets for like the 17th of June.
Nice.
So I'm going. It's not that far off. And, Vern, one thing on kind of a change of subject, I did have the great opportunity yesterday of going to see this movie, It Ain't Over. Are you aware of the story about Yogi Berra, movie It Ain't Over?
I haven't watched the documentary yet, but I am well-versed on the great Yogi Berra.
Right. Well, he, of course, grew up in St. Louis and that. But, Vern, I'd sure encourage anybody to go.
It's
at the Glenwood Fine Arts Theater, 95th and Mission. I saw it yesterday. I'll probably go again. I took my son-in-law yesterday. I'll plan to take my son if he'll go. But it was a tremendous thing. I'm not a Yankee fan, any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But I do admire and love a guy like Yogi Berra and what baseball was like when it was the national pastime. So I just encourage anybody that is interested to go. It's tremendous. It's about a 95-minute movie, and it's well worth a person's time to go. So I hope you get to see it, and go Royals, and hopefully we'll have a good week ahead. And happy Memorial Day to you and the listeners.
Yeah, I will definitely see it. That's wheelhouse stuff for me. Any of that 1950s New York baseball, I'm all in. And I'm with you. I detest the New York Yankees, but I love baseball. And you can't love baseball without acknowledging Mickey Mantle and Joe DiMaggio, the Iron Horse, and Yogi Berra, right? We all understand that. Barry, I appreciate it. I didn't know that it was airing locally. So thanks for the heads up. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. And let's be honest, we earned that win. Of course, the players and coaching staff and front office and ownership earned it even more than we did, but we earned that walk-off win as well. So very happy for Daniel Lynch. Very happy for Michael Massey and MJ Melendez and Edward Olivares. How about that bomb from Ollie? You want to talk about taking a month's frustration out on a baseball? Ollie ties it up with a leadoff bomb in the eighth inning, 111 miles per hour off of the bat. It travels 452 feet, smashing off the face of the Royals Hall of Fame. So much so that it smashed those lights or screens or whatever it is. There's smoke coming out of that scoreboard out there on the Royals Hall of Fame. Very happy to see that from Ollie. Even happier to see that type of pop or that dangerous of a bat hitting in the eight spot. Huh? It's not very long ago that Edward Olivares was your most dangerous bat. It's less than a year ago where Ollie was the guy that I wanted at the dish. Now he's hitting bombs in the eight spot. Yeah, that makes me happy. And he's being replaced late defensively by Drew Waters. Oh, yeah, that makes me happy. I mean, think about what we're talking about. How long have we been waiting to talk Drew Waters, Daniel Lynch. Evaluate the 24-year-old center fielder Waters. Evaluate the 26-year-old lefty in Lynch. 913-586-7610. Quick shout out to Cheryl from Hyde Park. I always appreciate you listening. Had Vahe send me a picture of you and me and Ron out at Thelma's Kitchen a few years ago. Cheryl, I hope we get to hear from you real soon. I hope you call up one of these postgame shows in the near future. Today might be the day. A walk-off winner, Michael Massey playing the hero. Cheryl, just in case you need the phone number, I'll give it to you one more time. 913-586-7610. So while we wait for Cheryl from Hyde Park, let's head out to Wichita and talk with Jennifer. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Jennifer, go ahead.
Hey, Vern. We were at the game yesterday and today. We
nice.
Have quarter season ticket holders, so we drive in from Wichita every once in a while. Great weekend to be at the ballpark. It was super fun to see Lynch and Waters back in the game. So amazing to see some great pitching today. So it was just a great day at the ballpark.
Yeah, it sure was. I'm glad you had a good time, and way to stick with the boys. Tough one last night, but you come back today and you got rewarded, that's for sure.
Always royal.
No doubt. Jennifer, thank you very much. Safe travels back to Wichita. Let's go to Jake, who's next up on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals salvage one against the Nationals and pick up win number 16 on the season. Go ahead, Jake.
Oh, hey, man, I can't believe it. We pulled it off today. What a great win.
I know. What was your favorite part other than the walk-off victory?
Oh, man, that was amazing. But probably, yeah, definitely that eighth inning homer to tie it up. Man, what a energetic rush, man.
No doubt. Jake, I appreciate it, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. You have a great one.
You do the same. MJ Melendez puts the Royals on the board as they trail 2-0 after the fourth inning. And it would remain a big old goose egg on the scoreboard next to the Royals' name until MJ Melendez goes opposite field with a 2-1 fastball that's out over the outside part of the plate. He goes with it, doesn't try to get big, just uses that incredible bat speed, that prodigious power that the 24-year-old MJ Melendez possesses. And he belts it 417 feet over the left center field wall. That made it 2-1, Washington. And then Ollie's home run ties it up in the eighth, and the Royals walk it off in the ninth. And look, they won, so we're celebrating. You got to come through there in the ninth. You must. Sure, maybe they win it in the 10th. You know, Taylor Clark was up and throwing, and I think we feel pretty confident with Taylor Clark. Guy hasn't given up a run in any of his last 10 appearances. He's been pitching his tail off. So maybe the Royals win it in the bottom of the 10th. Sure. But when the ball gets through Buckner at first, when MJ Melendez is gifted a double the way that he was in the ninth inning, a one-out double, if you missed the game, MJ's up. He's ahead in the count 2-0. 2-2, bottom nine, one out. MJ smokes one to the first baseman, goes through his wickets, and into right field. And MJ Melendez is busting it around the first base bag. He slips and he falls. So now it looks like he's going to get thrown out at second. But the right fielder then bobbles the ball, allowing MJ to get back to his feet and make it to second base safely. So after that comedy of errors, I'm sitting in the press box going, you better capitalize on that. You're giving a man in scoring position in a tie game in the bottom of the ninth inning. If you don't win it right here, you do not deserve to win. And then Michael Garcia grounds out to the left side, doesn't even advance MJ Melendez, who's stuck at second base now with two outs. Oh, boy. Michael Massey, do we ever need you to come through in a big way? And he turns on a 1-1 offering, ripping it into right field. It falls in front of the right fielder, who's unable to get Melendez at the dish, and the Royals walk it off for the second time this season, winning by a final count of 3-2. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. We go to Matt in Kansas City. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Vern, thanks for having me on. My buddy out there, we went out there, great weather, great game. Glad the Royals didn't let us get swept by the Nationals, but he had 9 hot dogs, 9 beers. Got to respect it.
Got to. Like one per inning?
Yes. 9 beers, 9 dogs, 9 innings, baby.
That's very impressive. What's your buddy's name? Give him a shout out.
His name is Adel.
I don't believe that. I think you're covering for him and you don't want to give his real name.
Well, he's mad. I'm the guest speaking on behalf.
Okay. All right. Well, tell him we all said congratulations. And here's the, I'll say Daniel Lynch is the star of the day. Michael Massey, probably number two. But I'll give your buddy the bronze just ahead of Edward Olivares. 9 dogs alone is impressive, but he will soon regret that. I hope he knows
it. We appreciate that.
All right, brother. Yep, keep it on the road. Thanks, boys. Appreciate it. 913-586-7610. Wow, 9 dogs. You know, the first two are normally pretty good. The third, you can trick yourself into believing that it's good. Hot dog 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 had to be just disgusting. But I guess after 9 beers, whatever, right? I need something. You got to have some sort of a base, something to swim in all that. Now, way to go. Let's go to Stan in Lee's Summit. Stan, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Stan, how many hot dogs have you had today?
I've had 0 hot dogs today. Right. And just listening to the 9 that they had, making my stomach turn. But I'll make this short. I got ribs on the grill.
Nice.
No complaining today. 16 wins. That's fine with me. The sun shines bright. Danny Dimes was on fire today. Just happy. Happy I'm picking ribs off the grill. I got to go. Thank you, Vern.
Yeah, enjoy those, man. Now, that sounds good. I could eat 900 ribs right now. Man, that sounds great. Because I know you're doing them right out there in Lee's Summit. Let's head to Sedalia, talk with our buddy Ty. Ty, always nice to hear from you, pal. Go ahead.
Well, it's good to see it. The Royals win today. Good to see the pitching is pretty good. Also really good to see that Daniel Lynch is back and look really solid getting it out, finally seeing it out in the 6th inning from a starting pitcher. Getting to see a couple of bombs from Olivares and Melendez just showing off their power. And with that comeback, kind of giving me 2015 World Series vibes with that comeback down there, down 2-0 and coming back and winning it 3-2 in the 9th. Kind of was giving me 2015 World Series vibes. Hey, let's go beat those Cardinals and win that series against them. And good talking to you, Vern.
Yeah, nice to hear from you as well, Ty. Yeah, I didn't have 2015 vibes. You know. But hey, if you did, you know what, man? Enjoy those vibes. I think it's just winning. Yeah, winning reminds me of 2015. Royals win today for the 16th time this season, and they hit the 1/3 marker of the season. So you do 16 times 3, and that's, you know what that is? That's depressing. So let's just kind of power through that and let's not do that. Let's not talk about the on pace, because that is still, it's not good. Not good. What is good, or what was good, was the performance of Daniel Lynch. I think there are 3 major reasons why all Royals fans should be smiling on Monday. Smiling as you get back to work on Tuesday. Yes, even heading back to work, you should be smiling ear to ear because of Daniel Lynch. We'll hear from him, and I'll explain why those grins should be large in Kansas City. That's next.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if
shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Then 1-1 the count, winning run at second, two out in the ninth. Lined right field, and it drops in front of the right fielder. Here comes the runner home, and Melendez scores a head first dive.
That's the Hall of Famer Denny Matthews on the call, as heard here on your home for Royals baseball for more than 15 summers now. 610 Sports Radio, and of course, the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today, and you can listen to Royals baseball right there on your phone. You can also catch Matt Cotrero as he joins Fesco in the morning every Wednesday at 9 a.m. J.J. Piccolo swings by Cody and Gold on Tuesdays once a month. You know, Vinny Pasquantino, you never know who's going to swing by 610 Sports Radio. Michael Massey made a few stops in studio this offseason, and today he recorded his first career walk-off hit, his first career walk-off RBI, plating MJ Melendez, as you heard. Melendez got the scoring started in the seventh with an opposite field solo blast, snapping a 59 at-bat homerless drought for the young lefty, or young left-handed hitting right fielder, MJ Melendez. So the Royals win 3-2, the final score. The record is now 16-38 as they hit the one-third marker of the season. Yes, it is the second worst mark through one-third of a season in franchise history. Only 2006 got off to a worse start than this. But we're happy today. I'm happy today because of what Daniel Lynch was able to do in his first start of the season, in the big leagues, that is. 5 1/3 innings, 2 runs on 5 hits. He walked 3, struck out 6. That fastball. And I remember Daniel Lynch, 97, 98 miles per hour. I remember Salvador Perez talking about the triple digit stuff of Daniel Lynch. Now, today he was 93, 94, but it looked like it was exploding through the zone. Guys were I don't know, not picking it up. It was getting on them pretty quick. And you're looking at his strikeouts today. You know, slider here, changeup there. It's the off-speed stuff getting set up by well-executed, well-located fastballs. A very encouraging afternoon for Daniel Lynch. Phone lines are open. Text line is there as well. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Let's run through a few of those text messages. From the 913, Vern, I'm pretty sure the guy that had 9 beers and 9 hot dogs goes by the name Jay Binkley. 9 hot dogs is a lot even for Bink. Even in Bink's prime, I don't know if he's putting 9 hot dogs back. And I've watched Jay Binkley eat a hot dog in less than 5 seconds before. Do I still have that video on my phone? Up here in the press box one time, I go, how fast do you think you can eat that? He goes, I don't know, time me. He put that bad boy down. I don't think he, I mean, 9 beers, no doubt. That's just Sunday for Bink. 9 hot dogs, that might be a little bit much. From the 785 and Henry from Topeka. Henry writes in and says, Vern, I was a big fan of the defensive replacing of Edward Olivares, putting Drew Waters in left. And boy, Ali, 111 miles per hour off of the bat. He smoked that thing. Yes, he did, Henry. Edward Olivares has, he started the season red hot. He was, if not for Vinny Pasquantino, he was maybe the most dangerous bat on this team. But in the month of May, they haven't been falling the same way for the aggressive outfielder. But he took his frustration out on that 2-1 offering in the eighth from Chad Kuhl. A 2-1 slider, middle in, and he did not miss it. 452 feet, smashing off that Royals Hall of Fame. Ali now has 5 hits in his last 5 games. That's on the heels of a 7-game stretch in which he was 1-for-18 with a walk. Back to the text line. The J Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Dan and KCK giving some love to Michael Massey. I see Joey in Grain Valley cheering on Daniel Lynch and rooting on the boys as they go down I-70 and hopefully beat up on the Cardinals. Yeah, tomorrow it's Adam Wainwright for the Redbirds, Josh Stalmont getting the start for the Royals, likely backed up by Mike Myers. But Josh Stalmont will serve as the opener. It's a 1:15 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. We go back to the text line. Rally Mantis is trying to take credit for the win, saying that he arrived in the bottom of the fourth and the Royals were down 2-0. Yeah, just get here on time, Rally Mantis. You get no credit for showing up late. My guy Raj in the Ozarks writes in, Vern, we didn't earn anything today. That's a really bad take. Okay. I understand I'm not out there. But I'm pretty sure I'm the only person that is forced to talk about every single game. And I know, you know, Dan and KCK and Joey in Grain Valley, even you, Raj. Not many people are dialed in to each and every one of these first 54 games. And yeah, if you've been riding the roller coaster, you know, it's been mostly a free fall over the first third of the season. Yeah, if you've stuck it out with this team through these first 54 games, I think you've earned an afternoon like this. I know you've earned a Sunday like this. Royals winning on Sunday for just the second time this season, now 2-7 as we wrap up the week. I always put extra importance on Sunday games on normal weeks because with the work week normally starting on Monday, I want Royals fans in a good mood. So when you're gathered around the coffee pot or the water cooler or, you know, doing whatever you do at work other than work, when you're discussing the Royals, I just don't want the same old, you know, eye roll and, you know, throwaway line of, oh, they don't care about this and they don't have this and they stink. And we could have a little optimism when you win on Sunday. You know, it's win a game on Sunday and you never know what the rest of the week can hold. Now, tomorrow we understandably take time to remember those that have fallen on a Memorial Day. So, yeah. How about this then? Win tomorrow. Win tomorrow in St. Louis. Back-to-back wins. That's how you start a truncated work week. How about that? But, Raj, yeah, I mean, if you want to have that attitude that well, we're just fans, we're just media, we're not the ones putting the work in. Yeah, I mean, you're right. I didn't do anything to help the win. But, man, I've watched a lot of bad baseball this year, some of the worst baseball this city's ever seen. So you know what, I'm going to enjoy this win and lie to myself and act as if I earned it. I appreciate you listening, though, buddy. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Here's why it's so big that Daniel Lynch does this. Now, before I go any further, he needs to do it again and again and again and again and again and again. Right? That's the name of the game, consistency. The reason why we were all in on Brady Singer, and many of us still are all in on Brady Singer, is because he did it 20-some-odd times last year. And then did it, you know, a dozen times in seasons previous. You know, Brady Singer has a pretty nice body of work coming into this year, which allows me to say, yeah, his ERA is north of 7. He's getting smoked all over the diamond, no doubt. But I believe that the kid will get it figured out, that he'll adjust and get back to a guy that I believe can be in a playoff rotation. Now, he's the only one that I feel that way about. But Daniel Lynch can get there. Now, when you're that size, throwing from the left side with a 4-5 pitch mix, you're still yet to turn 27. No, time is on the side of Daniel Lynch. Now, the numbers coming into this season, the numbers of his big league career coming into today were anything but awe-inspiring. 43 big league starts, an ERA in the fives, a whip around 1.6, 177 strikeouts in 199 innings. An adjusted ERA of 79 as league average is 100. So this guy is homegrown. He's one of the last ties to those championship teams of 2015 as you drafted Lynch with the compensatory pick the team received in losing Eric Hosmer to the Padres. So there's already, you know, first-round pick pressure on Daniel Lynch and this organization to make Daniel Lynch work, because what's the issue here in 2023? Pitching. Furthermore, what's the issue for 2024? Pitching. Even before today's game, Daniel Lynch was probably the number three starter on next year's team. Hasn't thrown a pitch, but almost guaranteed a rotation spot next year. Guaranteed to pitch in the first series of the season next year. As this roster is currently constructed, it's Singer, it's Lyles, and it's Lynch. That's what you have next year. Right? Keller and Greinke are free agents. Bubich is done for the year with Tommy John. Heasley, Cox, Zerpa, I don't know how you could put any of them ahead of Daniel Lynch. So his performance is so very important for us to have hope for next year. Forget this year. You're still, even with this win today, 22 games below 500. Still one of the worst records in all of Major League Baseball. You barely salvaged a game against Washington. Your only other Sunday victory this year was against Oakland. So it's not, you're not putting your best foot forward this season. So whatever. So as we look ahead to 2024, without good Daniel Lynch, As things are currently constructed, there is no hope for 2024. Another reason why I've been in a good mood since the sixth inning. Win, lose, or draw, this was going to be a positive postgame show because of what Daniel Lynch did. Because you need him this year, you desperately need him next year, and you know who else needs him outside of you and me and the entire organization? Those young hitters that we talk about every single night. Guys like Vinny and Prado and MJ and Bobby and Michael and Michael and Drew Waters and the rest. They need Daniel Lynch. Right? I talk so often about this organization needs to do everything that they can to assure those young hitters, those unproven position players, remain the winners that they are. Right, Vinny's a winner. Massey's a winner. Michael Garcia's a winner. Bobby's a winner. Prado's a winner. These guys are winners. But if you don't supply them with pitching, they're going to begin to look internally. They're going to begin to focus on their numbers. They're not going to, in my opinion, they're not going to buy into the team concept because they're going to show up to the ballpark knowing we ain't got a chance. We can't pitch. We don't have enough arms. Now we're going to win occasionally. We'll be able to outslug the opponent. But for a group of young hitters still trying to find their footing in the big leagues, and all they've done is lose at the big league level, you don't want them to accept that, to believe that so long as I'm wearing this jersey, we're going to lose. And the only way that thought rids itself inside that clubhouse, the only way it doesn't permeate in this stadium and within this team, is if you start pitching better. So for the sake of the 2023 Royals, the 2024 and beyond Kansas City Royals, for the sake of the fans, for the sake of the sports fans in this city, period, and for the sake of the next generation, possibly the next group of champions in Kansas City, if that's going to come to fruition, Daniel Lynch has to be good. Man, that sounds like I'm putting a lot on his 26-year-old shoulders. But them's the breaks. Brady Singer, Daniel Lynch, you now have two young, homegrown pitchers with years of team control that are going to take the mound every fifth day. So now twice in every five games, Royals are fun, ladies and gentlemen. Homegrown, team-controlled pitchers, homegrown, team-controlled position players, 40% of the time you tune into Royals baseball. That's intriguing. That's worth listening, watching, staying up to date on. And you know nobody's going to do it better than 610 Sports Radio. Royals walk off victorious today. They take the finale from Washington. 3-2, the final score. We'll get back to your thoughts and head inside that Royals clubhouse after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Here's a drive off the bat of Olivares down the left field line, hooking, and gone. Olivares, home run number four.
Tied things up at two in the bottom of the eighth inning. 111 miles per hour off of the bat, and it smashed into the scoreboard in left field on the Royals Hall of Fame. Now, that's not just, you know, a bald radio host with poor vocabulary using the word smash because he can't find another way to describe it. Now, he literally smashed that baseball into the scoreboard so much so that he broke at least a few of the screens on that scoreboard. Smoke was pouring out of a big hole that the ball made. Annie Rogers of MLB.com brought that up to Edward Olivares, and his response was, quote, sorry, but not sorry. 452 feet on that blast from Edward Olivares. 913-586-7610. Kathy from Raytown writing in on the text line, best visual all season, the smoking scoreboard on Ollie's home run. Yeah, that was something else. 913-586-7610. We go to Lee in Kansas City. Lee, you're on the postgame show. Thanks for hanging on.
Oh, you bet. Hey, Vern, I'm in my car. I'm driving over. I've been at the game. In fact, I've been most of the games in this homestand. I'm driving to St. Louis right now to watch the game tomorrow. Listen, Oliveras, you know, I'm a fan of his. I want you to know, you know, he hasn't been given that great, many great swings lately, but I want to tell you something. You watch that last at bat of his, Vern. You know, he did not swing at a couple outside corner pitches. Both of those things were called for balls. He earned that pitch. That pitch that he drove over that left field wall, Oliveras earned that thing, and that's why he drove that thing as far as he did. I thought it was a great at-bat. I'm kind of glad to see him back because I really think he's got a bright future ahead of him. The only other thing I'll say, Vern, other than Oliveras, I agree with you completely about Lynch. You know, circumstances have really made it so that he's kind of taken on an important role here. I think if we can get him going, I think Singer might fall suit. I think we need those two guys this year to kind of re-solidify the rotation. So, and by the way, one more thing I want to point out. Yep. Oh, Vern, tomorrow, I just saw that Staumont is going to start against Wainwright tomorrow.
Yeah, he's going to serve as the opener, hopefully give you a couple of innings, and then they'll turn it over to Mike Myers.
Okay. Anyway, Myers, that's what good. I want to tell you about. Yeah, okay. I'm with it.
Appreciate it, Lee. Have a good time out there, man. Way to support the boys. Huh? Coming to all the games of the homestand, making his way out there to St. Louis. And, I mean, as you would expect for someone that attends that many games, a pretty smart baseball fan is... he's 100% right. You go back and you look at the pitch sequence from Chad Kuhl to Edward Olivares in that pivotal eighth inning. First pitch slider, middle in. Ollie looks at it, takes it for strike one. Kuhl comes back with another slider, and this one is just off the plate away. Spits on it for ball one. Kuhl then comes with a sinker on the outside part of the plate, a little more off than that slider was. He's able to spit on that again. So now Ollie's in front, 2-1. You know, you don't want to walk the leadoff man, so Kuhl's going to give him something to hit, and he did, a slider that was in the exact same spot as the first one that Ollie looked at. He didn't look at this one. He destroyed it. Fourth home run of the season. Royals hit a pair of home runs today, Ollie's and MJ hitting his fifth. And the Royals this month have now hit 34 home runs. 34 home runs in the month of May is tied with the 2017 Royals for the most in a single month of May in franchise history. 913-586-7610, and to your point about Lynch, and maybe this serving as some sort of a jump start for Singer. Yeah, possibly. You know, Singer has to... I know Greinke's been tremendous or very good this year. Right? Greinke's given you a chance to win in 10 of his 11 starts. But Singer, for the better part of 2 years now, or at least since he returned to the rotation in April of last year, ever since then, every time he takes the mound, the team seems to be in dire straits to where it's, Brady, either you right the ship or we're going to lose 10 in a row. That's a lot of weight to carry. Maybe that's gotten to him. Maybe he's trying to be a little too perfect. Maybe. Maybe I'm making excuses for him. Maybe that's what it is. But here's the thing, Lee. Lynch and Singer have been at the center of everything within this organization since 2020. Right, every spring training I come up with my X, Y, and Z, my three keys to the season. If these three players meet or exceed expectations, the Royals got a chance to compete. I think that's the case every year for 99% of teams. If three players meet or exceed expectations, you got a chance to compete. This year, for me, it was Lynch, Prado, and Waters. You know, in 2020, it was Lynch, Singer, and Kowar. In 2021, it was Singer, Lynch, and Hernandez. I think Mondesi may have been in there one of those years. My point being, every year, Daniel Lynch and Brady Singer are two of the three to four most important Royals. Guys that are going to dictate the win-loss record at the end of the season more so than anyone else in a Royals uniform. Now, Brady Singer wasn't in that list this season because it certainly seemed as if he checked all the boxes last year and was prepared for another solid, stable season. But this year it was going to be much more expected, much more commonplace than it was last year. Last year it was eye-popping. This year it was the baseline. It was, we got to get that from Brady Singer. So it's not new that amount of pressure is being put on the shoulders of a pair of former first-round picks, because that's what Singer, that's what Lynch is. We knew that all four of them, Bubich, Lynch, Kowar, Singer, we knew all four of them weren't going to be stud starting pitchers. But if you can get Lynch and Singer to occupy half of your top four spots in your rotation, maybe Kowar can join the bullpen at some point in the next few months. You know, Bubich looked good prior to the Tommy John surgery, but who knows what he's going to be when he returns. I know a lot of you love to crush that 2018 draft class. I've never been one of those guys. I don't know how you do much better than what they did. You go back and you look at the pitchers that were selected. No one was saying, hey, you got to take Shane McClanahan with the 18th overall pick. To get Singer 18th, I think we were all pretty happy with that. McClanahan went two picks before Lynch. Or two picks before Kowar, three before Lynch. I understand the organization's difficulties at drafting and developing pitching. But sometimes we change the goalposts. That 2018 class, especially if Lynch can maintain this over the course of the season, it's not the whiff that many of you think it is. All right, I thought he was big-timing us, but Tyler leaving Kauffman Stadium does indeed dial us up. Tyler, it was great meeting Mom earlier today. What'd you think of the Royals' 3-2 win, and did she have a good time at the game?
Oh, she had a great time. We sat out at the Pepsi porch for the first time, and, man, that was a great deal. So much free food and a ton of great baseball, too.
Free food?
Good to see the Royals.
Free food out there?
Well, you pay the face value ticket and you eat as much as you want. Yeah, better believe it.
I didn't know that. I thought that was just like a Crown Club thing. Pepsi Porch has a little deal too?
Yeah, it's back behind the batter's eye in center field. They got a whole tent with seating, yeah.
No kidding. All right, well, good job. Way to inform me and inform the people. What else you got?
So anyway, I'll focus on everything that happened before Edward Olivares hit that game-tying bomb in the eighth inning. Starting with because we've been through this so many times with Zach Greinke, where he goes out there and gives you a chance to win, but the offense can't back him up. Man, tip of the cap to Mackenzie Gore today. You know, it was fun to watch him pitch, you know, even though the Royals were struggling. But the swing that MJ Melendez put on him in that seventh inning, making Kauffman Stadium look small, just going with it and showing off that opposite field power, was pretty sweet. Nice to see him get back in the home run column. Daniel Lynch, I think I counted 11 whiffs on the slider and changeup combined. I thought the soft stuff low and away to the right-hand bats looked really good today. Nice to see him get off to a solid start. And I don't know if we've mentioned him yet, but, I mean, I only bring this up because Wednesday and Friday, the Royals' young bats got back into the game, made it interesting, but in both instances, the bullpen, you know, kept pulling the opponent farther away out in front. But for Aroldis Chapman to get out of that jam in the eighth inning and inject life back into Kauffman Stadium after it was about to get sucked away, that was pretty cool to see right there. And good to see Michael Massey get it done in the ninth, especially after his struggles early on. So thanks for taking the call. Good to see you as always, Vern.
Yeah, always appreciate you stopping by. Hope that if you're listening, you stop by next time you make your way out to Kauffman Stadium. Stop by Craft and Draft. I'm out there 1 hour before first pitch, giving you a chance to win Royals tickets and just talking Royals baseball with you. Always nice talking with Tyler. Got a chance to meet his mom. She has done a tremendous job. And if she can, encourage him to avoid radio, because he's good at it, and I want to keep my job. But he brings up a number of solid points. Yeah, so very happy for Michael Massey. Again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. The young man carries himself like a big leaguer, thinks like a big leaguer, talks like a big leaguer, and yet I still don't know if he's fully accepted that you're a big leaguer and you're here to stay because you got the goods. Michael Massey's a ball player. Aroldis Chapman, no doubt. Bases loaded, one out in the eighth inning. Royals at that time trailing 2-1. Aroldis gets out of it, striking out the eight hitter and getting the nine hitter to pop out to Bobby Witt Jr. Yeah, you know, Scott Barlow, I'll tell you what, nobody, and I'm not talking to you, Tyler, you know what you're talking about. You know baseball. You know how good Scott Barlow is. We just never mention him. The occasional hiccup, the once in a blue moon blown save. Now, you guys, let's replace him with this guy, with that guy, with this guy, with that guy. He just goes through the top of the Washington lineup on 17 pitches. Never really a concern, even after the two-out walk where he was ahead of the hitter 0-2. Scott Barlow simply puts the best pitcher this organization has had in the past 5-6 years. Jose Quas, a terrific bounce-back seventh. Nine pitches is all it took Quas to retire the side. He went through the 1-2-3 hitters of the Nationals. Tyler, you're right. It was 11 whiffs for Daniel Lynch on the off-speed stuff, the changeup and the slider. MJ Melendez did make Kauffman Stadium look small, and he's done it quite often. Of his 23 career home runs, 15 of them have been hit here at the K. How many times have we heard over the past 15, 20 years, oh, you can't hit home runs at Kauffman. Nobody hits home runs at Kauffman. And then the other team comes to town and hits bombs all over Kauffman. It's nice to have a guy along with Salvi that can make the K look small at times. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's also the text line number. 913-586-7610. Don't forget, tomorrow, Game 1 of a two-game series against the St. Louis Cardinals. It's a 1:15 first pitch as, yeah, Josh Staumont's going to be the opener and then likely hand things off to Mike Myers as they square off with future Hall of Famer Adam Wainwright. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon, giving you a chance to win a pair of Royals tickets to see Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout come to the K on Father's Day. Be listening tomorrow at 12:15 for your chance to win. Thanks to Blake Schneiders for the help back at the studio. Great job as always. Thanks to all of you for listening. Thanks to the Royals for winning on a Sunday. That was nice. They'll look to make it two in a row tomorrow. I can't wait. Can't wait to talk to you guys again. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.